Today's cars are equipped with telematics, monitoring technology that constantly sends vehicle performance and maintenance data, and much more, to the manufacturer via a wireless transmitter. Cars not only know how much we weigh, but also track how much weight we gain. Connect a phone to a car, and it knows whom we call and text. But who owns and ultimately controls the data? Drivers usually sign away their rights in a small print clause buried in the purchase or lease agreement. What car makers are doing with the collected information isn't clear. We know they use it to improve car performance and safety, and we know they have the ability to sell it to third parties. And unfortunately, there is no opt-out feature. Car makers use data to alert us when something needs to be repaired or when our vehicles need service. What they don't tell us is that by controlling our data, they can limit where we get that repair or service done. And they are more likely to share our data exclusively with their branded dealerships than with independent repair shops. Imagine visiting a medical specialist and learning he or she can't access the medical history your doctor maintains. It's easy to imagine car makers charging fees to independent repair shops that need your data to service your vehicle, leading to higher repair prices. Because of the data's estimated value, as high as $750 billion by 2030, car makers have no incentive to release their control. Policymakers, however, have the opportunity to give drivers control. This will let car owners maintain what they've had for a century, the right to decide who fixes their car.